Welcome to the Double Deuce Podcast, an amazing show that lasts only 22 minutes and is for you, the listener, so soak it up. So here are your two big beer hosts, Will Averill and Nelson. Hey, Will, hit the timer.
And we're in.
Double Deuce.
An episode somewhere in the 400s.
You're right on there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember from last week, but we are into our, we're in our 440s. We're in our 40s, like, squared or something. I don't know.
440s, like, that's the gateway to the 450s, my friend.
I know.
Yeah. And guess what, people? Speaking of fours, on 420, which is not the episode number of this show, we're doing a live show.
Yeah, we finally have our live show figured out, so... It is on 420.
At the Axe and Timber, which is right down next to where RPG...
I think it's Blade and Timber.
Blade and Axe and Timber Blade Axe Blade Timber Store.
Honestly, Axe. Too, I think if you put Axe in, it'll come up, but...
I mean, how many places are there that you can throw an axe at legally in this town?
I believe the one.
Just the one, and that's where we're going
to... You know, I don't know the legalities of axe throwing. We'll have to ask our lawyer, but... there might be other places where you get away with it, but again, like maybe at a like at the Eagles, maybe at a private club, you can throw axes. I don't know.
I'm having some problems with our lawyer right now.
What happened?
Well, I'm trying to give him a gift, and he's not seeming real enthusiastic about it.
Yeah,
I emailed or I texted him. I'm like, I got you a gift,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't hear anything back. So the next day, I texted him again. I got you a gift, and he texted me back, and he's like, is this a scam? Are you going to ask me for money from the airport? And I'm like, yeah, I'm in England. I need $200, and I didn't hear anything back, and so then later I wrote, and I got you a gift, and he's not gotten back to me since then, so
right
we're playing
on.
The long game.
Well, it seems like, you know, in your joking, you may not have... Like, legally, he may have to keep a sharper eye, so maybe he's
yeah,
wary.
No, that's fair, but
maybe you need to set up an in-person meeting.
Dear listeners, I'm going to tell you what it is, because I know that our lawyer doesn't listen to our podcast. Nelson, a few weeks back on our group chat, you posted a photo of a t-shirt. There's a black t-shirt with the Buffalo Wild Wings logo on it, and it said, for the love of God, can't I just get through one goddamn day without getting fingered at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Mm-hmm.
And I read that, and I was very drunk when I read that group text, and I thought it was the most hilarious thing, and I was like, I'm going to see if this shirt actually exists, and it did, and then I ordered it, and then the next day I told Jack, and she's like, you're not wearing that shirt anywhere in my house, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm giving it to Gauss. Because I mean, who do we know that would wear a shirt like that? Probably Gauss. Yeah, I'm beginning to think it was a better idea in theory than in actuality. But
I mean, it is one of those shirts you can only wear in on certain occasions to certain places.
Right.
I feel
like weddings and a bris.
Yeah. I mean, perhaps at the live show, we'll have to see.
Well, I may be gifting it to him at the live show. So if you were thinking about coming, we're going to make our lawyer show up, and then we're going to give him a shirt that says he's happy that he doesn't get, you know, one day goes by, he didn't get fingered at Wild Wings. He's going to be happy. Yeah.
You know, friend of the show, Felix Rodriguez, I believe, found that picture.
Really?
Yes.
I mean... I feel like Felix would look good in it too, but it's I got it a little big for Felix. Felix is a smaller man.
Yeah.
Not in a diminutive sense, just he doesn't enjoy.
He's lighter in frame.
Yeah, he's lighter in frame.
Yes.
He's got a few years before he gets that healthy middle aged chonk. So, you know, he doesn't need those big shirts yet, like me. Anywho, yeah, so that happened. That's my lawyer story for today.
Sorry, I was taking notes.
No, that's fine. About here, lady listeners, you're probably used to us talking about Magic Mind. We had a great run with them.
And hopefully we work with them again sometime. And that our code, it's in the notes. It still works. I know for the 20% off, I guess in perpetuity. So, if you want some Magic Mind whenever, use that code for 20% off. It was double
but
deuce 20.
I do know for a fact that their sales shot up by 4,000% when they started advertising with us. So if you want to have your sales shoot up 4,000%, give us a shout. Hashtag double deuce. I want to advertise with you guys and shoot up 4,000% in my sales.
Yes.
Okay.
If you want examples of our advertising acumen, just listen to the last six episodes.
I am sitting here
promoting Amber Fraley's book, The Bug Diary.
Nelson is a gold mine made of man when it comes to marketing. He is a gold mine man, like, and not in the sense of like exploitative slave labor gold mine, like, no, the good one, the union gold mine, where everybody's happy and there's like a cafeteria there in the mine and they get breaks and there's a foosball table and everybody's like, oh, time to go mine more gold. I can't wait.
Yeah, it just means I'm full of gold.
Yes, but in a good way, not in an exploitative way.
No, and not in a like it, not it's not a gypsy curse or anything.
Right. The old Richard Bachman sort of syndrome. Yes. Yeah. Golder, which would be that like thinner only.
Yeah, it's older. Like you remember, it's like a King Midas situation. Maybe it would be the what we're purporting, supposing here, but no, it's not that. I'm full of gold and it comes out naturally. It's a metaphor.
I read some story that was like a young adult fiction.
The chocolate
piece.
One?
Where it was like a kid who had the Midas touch, only it was chocolate instead
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah.
Gold. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it starts to make him crazy because he like, it's like he can't drink water because it turns to like chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting thirsty.
That was really rough. That really spun me for a loop. Like that was the first time I really contemplated. You can have too much of a good thing and it makes you sick. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Books, man. They fucking make you sick.
It's also just, it's one of those, like, even then it's like, be careful what you're wishing for. You got word that shit. Talk to your lawyers, talk to Ed Spicy Beef Gauss. Even he'll help you draw up the correct wish to help minimize. Like, I feel like cause he asked for it to be chocolate. It's like, taste like you want to taste like my guy.
Yeah, no, it's really it's a sort of a gray area.
Which it'll still get to you eventually, but at least, you know, less torturously.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that could get you could get in real good shape if like everything just tasted like chocolate and so it doesn't matter. Then it's just a textures game, frankly. But you could eat super well.
Textures game, it sounds like a really like bad like Oscar nominated modeling 2.5 hour drama Victorian style.
Yeah,
that's about maybe like youth exploitation in the mills, but more about like a disenfranchised woman from the East End who's trying to get her life together, and she's made a few mistakes, but you know she gets this job in the factory. And then she falls in love with Mr. Darcy, and Mr. Darcy is like the factory manager's son, and the factory manager's a miserly old Scot because they're all miserly old Scots in the industrial era. I don't know if many people know this, but the entire industrial area wouldn't have happened if it weren't for miserly old Scots. And he's like, oh no, Mr. Darcy, can I be with you? And she's like, but I'd love him. I love him. And then there's a kid who gets his fingers chopped off 2/3 of the way through in a gruesome looming accident. And she's running through the factory shouting, won't someone help us? Won't someone help us? And Mr. Darcy totally fails to respond to that. And so she doesn't love him anymore. She becomes his bitterest enemy.
Does he not respond because he's hard of hearing or because he's a coward? Because
he's a coward, man. Because he's a coward. He could at least
run for help. I mean,
he's used to the fancy life, right?
Does he ignore it? Does he like go into the fetal position?
I mean, I haven't really gotten that far into the story yet.
Okay. I was just wondering, like, what is the severity of the crime?
I mean, I feel like the English don't really do the fetal position. They more do kind of just like they look at you like, huh, like that's their sort of like fetal position. They put down their tea and they look at you like, huh, and just kind of blink like, yeah. So that happens, and then she trains for 20 years in the Orient, but like the whole time, because it's now, you know, we talk about how colonialism is bad, right? And mm-hmm. and that it's not an exploitative training, because she asks, and then she also helps out and contributes, but not in a condescending white lady way, and more like let me help you do the dishes after the meals and stuff. And then she comes back and she slaughters Mr. Darcy and the miserly Scott. And the boy, she cuts off his hand because he's got it so mangled and he's getting gangrenous. And she's like, I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry, son. I have to do this. And she chops off his hand, but she replaces it with like a bolt action revolver. And they go on adventures in the Wild West.
Now, I have a question, because we're referring to this Mr. Darcy character as Mr. Darcy, but he's also the son of Mr. Darcy, the miserly Scott. So right. You have two Mr. Darcys. So is it like a big Darcy, little Darcy situation, or an old Darcy, yeah. young Darcy situation?
Yeah, but for the purposes of like the screenplay, they refer to him as Big D and Little D. And so she's in love with the Little D. She likes a lot of Little D. And yeah. Big D's all out there, like
too much, the Big D's too much for her, frankly.
Well, and doesn't really want anything to do with her, you know. Like, yeah. I'm thinking maybe in one scene even slaps her around a little bit, and we also then talk about how this is not acceptable in contemporary society, but unfortunately, this was the norm at that time. And we have that conversation. Like, we'll cut away in the middle of the movie to a couple of sociologists.
Yeah, it'll come with a workbook.
Right.
So we'll
right.
have those breaks, like, okay, now what mistakes did they make in that last scene?
But I really want to do it like Denis Villeneuve, where you don't actually have to like have the sound on to understand what's happening. So when they're talking mm-hmm. about this, the sociologists, they're also like, they're also making intricate hand motions and on a sand dune.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a really good story.
That's good.
Yeah. And that's where were we? How did we get on this?
I mean, it was a bunch of nonsense and steps of nonsense. So I've got notes, but
I think my point is like advertise with us.
Yeah, that was it. That's sorry. Yeah. I'd forgotten where we started off too.
Yeah. Well, this is exactly the kind of intricate care that we will take.
Yeah.
With your product.
It comes alive in our mouths, your product. And
wow. I mean, there's a catch line. There's a catch line that
nobody thought it could live coming out of us.
It comes alive in your mouths. Double deuce. It comes alive. Yeah. I think we should get some stickers. It comes alive in our mouths. We should get some stickers made, man.
Yes.
Yeah. We are very good.
We should talk to Keezer and see about another button run.
Yeah, we should. We are not very good at making money. So if you're good at making
money,
and you wanna help our podcast, we are always accepting interns.
Yes, we've got fancy creative whimsies and no head for numbers.
Exactly, or like, you know, how one makes money at podcasting. It's sort of like blogging for your ears with us. I mean, we're hitting the taglines like yeah tonight, right?
We are.
I mean, I feel like we're nailing this, but we haven't really said anything. So we got to do something with some real meat to it.
That's true. I agree with that. You know what? I have a confession to make. It's Nelson's Confession Corner.
I love it.
So I was, you don't have a timer. And so I was like, no problem. I'll time this. But we'd been talking for a minute, I guess. And so I thought I'd hit the timer, but my mouse had fallen asleep. And so I didn't hit the timer at all. I have no idea how long we've been talking.
Wow. 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 Well, by my reckoning, we've got about 9 more minutes to go.
Okay.
So that helps.
You know what? That's what I thought we had.
Yeah. But here's the thing. We're going to make it an action packed 9 minutes.
We'll go over a little too, just to make sure. We don't want to undercut you. We'd rather overcut you.
Yeah.
Measure cut twice once.
That one, what yep. he said. We're going to need a hammer and some tape. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, I feel like that in lieu of a real confession, that was a pretty good sort of.
It was. You know, I'll throw something else in because it wasn't a very real confession. It's not a confession. But when you're talking about factories and such, I've been watching that show Warrior.
Uh-huh.
The Warrior show. It was on Max.
Yeah.
But it's also, if you noticed in their, like, their desperate search for money, Max has been, like, leasing up a shitload of their shows over to Netflix. So it's also, it's on Netflix right now, and that's actually where I ended up watching it. but I'm two seasons in of the, it's three seasons. It's pretty good. I like it.
Nice.
It's real Bruce Lee out. It's 1880s San Francisco, and you're dealing with kind of the Chinatown, and then the Irish working men who are right next to Chinatown, and then like the industry people, the rich dudes.
Yeah.
It's all happening. And there's this new Chinese immigrant who's real Bruce Lee'd up and good at martial arts, looking for his sister. And then gets basically, it wasn't his choice so much, but he ends up in one of the tongs, and it's kind of when they're about to go to war.
Wow.
It's good. I like it.
Good.
Check it out. It's on Netflix now. I almost feel like it's like might as well watch it there. Let them only get the portion of the money. If this is, I would have watched it on UMax, but it's just easier to do it on the Netflix. It's got a button on the remote. I've got to go hunt. I've got to hit multiple buttons to get to Max. Netflix is one button.
It's true. If we're going Max shows, I want to throw one in. I don't know if you've talked about this on your What's Nelson watching or if you've watched it, but Scavenger's Reign. Have you heard of this one at all? Okay. Here's the thing. It's a cartoon. It's supposed to be animation now. It's on the Max. I highly recommend. I can't highly enough recommend because I'm a stoner now. I think I may have you know you and I have talked about this, but I don't know if I've talked about this. But I like to do my little edibles before bed now.
You're a man who loves his edibles.
I am, and so. This show, like, I highly recommend watching this show after having consumed some edibles or has some of the weeds because it's basically like
what was it called again?
I'm called just... Scavenger's Reign.
Scavenger's Reign.
And it's about this like this company ship, spaceship that crash lands on a planet, and the first scene is the company, like a guy from the company telling the captain of the other ship, like, hey, everything's going great with our ship, but we lost the meter. It crashed. Should we stop and get these guys? And the captain's like, you know what? If there's anything left, it's not going to be much. We got a lot of work to do, so we'll just keep going. And basically, they're just like left behind, right? Damn. And so the whole story is them trying to get back to what's left of the ship and try to figure out how to get off the planet. With absolutely no support, but it's a really cool animation in that it's obviously done by someone who has a love of like biology and paleobiology, and the ecosystem of the planet is super deadly and super, but also very beautiful and vibrant and real trippy, and it's real fun to watch.
Nice.
It's not great on like huge depth of characters. Mm-hmm. But there's some fun stuff in there, so it's worth giving it a go. Again, I would say give it a go high. That'll make the experience more fun. But it's a good show.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out here one of these days.
I recommend it. There's some crazy fucked up alien shit in that show. And isn't that what we all want?
Yeah, man. I think. Ain't nothing wrong with some crazy fucked up alien shit.
Nah.
It's probably the only thing missing from Warrior, frankly.
There you go. Maybe if it was Space Warrior, that would take it to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah, man.
So
all right, we kind of both had a thing that we talked about, and we just
yeah, that was
and
like
then we're
that's
like,
it.
wait, what were we doing?
We've hit the end of conversation. It's all
I
done.
know, and there's still
Yeah.
time left. My God. My God. I watched been watching still basketball. Basketball's ending here. I watched the women's championship today. That game was pretty dope.
Nice. Nice. I have I sort of after I completely jacked my bracket in the first day, and then KU went out. I have to confess, I did the fair weather March Madness fan thing of tuning out a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, don't hate me.
No, I think that's fine. That happens for sure. There's certainly some years where I felt worse, especially about the KU loss. I felt like this one was a little bit like I really would have liked it if we could have gotten a little bit farther, but we were just hurt at times, and I feel
Yeah.
like we weren't deep at all. And so injury plus not deep is not good. We lost
Right.
our best player there.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. It was
so it's one of when
rough
it's one of
year.
those where it's just like it wasn't like a oh shit, we've got a great team. We should be able to at least make a deep run, and then catastrophe strikes. I feel like those are harder hits. Like this is one of those like I mean the writing was on the wall. I was just hoping we'd get to the second weekend, basically.
Yeah.
But when we didn't, I was like, well, I'm not shocked. But I feel like nothing, though. It's that the first weekend is the weekend where I'm just immersed in it because there's so
Yeah.
many games happening. So especially there's always like a good game on for the most part in that first weekend because there's so many games that just flipping around, you're gonna find one that's tight and crazy and scoring. And so after that, I feel like I keep watching, but it doesn't have my full attention all the time. Because also
Yeah.
sometimes you're in game, you don't have that, like there's eight games on right now, especially between men's and women's. I can find a good game. It comes down to where it's like there's just one game on right now, and so if it's boring, I'll keep it on, but I'll probably be on my phone more, or I might start dicking around with something else and just have it on in the background. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I hear you.
But it was a good game today. Honestly, the women's Final Four and the championship were all good games. That's really where you get down to, because the women are still lean a little chalkier in their tournament, but that also means that like those later rounds are mostly good games because it's
Yeah.
the best teams are generally getting through. And you get like a couple wild cards in there that are fun to see, but are probably going to get stomped by the real big teams. And South Carolina, man, they just kept like working in another six footer that was like blocking shots and shit. There was a stat there with a few minutes left in the fourth quarter where the South Carolina bench was outscoring the Iowa bench 37 to nothing. It's like,
Oh,
well, that's
wow.
it's real hard to win a game
Right?
when your bench is giving you nothing and their bench is scoring like crazy.
Wow.
Sports corner, I
If we're
guess.
only, I got one little addition to sports quarter just for fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but one of my cousin's daughter in Ohio, went to Ohio State for rowing, and she actually had an Olympic tryout today. Unfortunately, it didn't go great. Her team kind of came in 6 of 6. But I mean, fuck, it was an Olympic tryout, so we got to watch that.
That's
So that
still
was pretty
dope. Yeah.
awesome.
That's
Yeah, it's pretty
high
cool.
level shit there.
It's high level shit, and she's an incredibly dedicated professional rower, and going to be a fitness trainer. And keep training for the next Olympics, I guess. But
Nice.
yeah, I like to go to Planet Fitness and get on the rowing machine and take selfies and send them to her. Like, I'm gonna catch up with you. Then I do like 90 seconds on the rowing machine and I want to die and I stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when my shoulder was real fucked up, I had to do rowing machine exercises, and it's just like even with shit turned down, it's just like you feel that shit.
Yeah. It's hard work. It's hard work. So proud of her for giving it a go. Go team. Sierra is her name. So if you see her, if you're in Ohio and you meet a Sierra, there can't be that many. Be like, hey, good work. Keep up the good work, kid. I mean, she's in Ohio. That's the first
problem. And probably you're going to have a hard time seeing someone and knowing that their name is Sierra.
I mean, yeah, you'd have
if
to
you're
ask.
You're in Ohio and you see a woman who looks like a rower, tell her good job.
But I would say from the podcast, please don't go around asking everyone from Ohio if their name is Sierra, because that.
No.
That's excessive.
Yeah. Maybe say good job, but have another thing in the back of your head in case they're not Sierra when they're like, good job about what? So you don't just say the rowing, because then they'll be like, it's not me. I know what you're talking about. It's not me. I just have well-defined delts, but I'm not a rower.
Or double down and just be like, when they say, good job on what, just say, I'm really proud of you, and then walk away.
If you can, here's a little trick. If you're a little worried, if they're like, wait, what are you talking about? Just start crying.
Is that your trick? Is that really?
Here's the thing. I don't use it a lot in real life, but maybe right. I should. But it was my trick all the time when I was playing. Shit, why can't I think of that game? The game where you're the detective in the place, and you know what I'm talking about, and your brain is broken.
Disco Elysium?
Yes, in Disco Elysium. I would constantly I would be belligerent, and then I would immediately start crying. And it would always turn things around from them being mad at me to them pitying me and trying to help me.
I mean, there you go.
It literally worked every time. Now, I don't know. There's probably better ways to handle the situation that may have gotten better outcomes, but there was never negative outcomes.
I think that's where
worst case scenario, they left me alone.
You're not going to get better advice than the advice that Nelson just gave, which is when in doubt, yell at them and
turn on the waterworks.
Yep.
That's why the utilities are so important in Monopoly. People don't know, but if you have the waterworks, you can start crying, try to get out of rent.
There you go.
But you're not allowed to if you don't have it. So double deuce. I don't know. Again, I don't know what time it is, but I'll tell you what, it's almost 22 minutes from when I started the timer.
I love it. We're out.
So double deuce. Who knows how long? We could have been talking for 45 minutes for all I know.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Speaking of 45 minutes, you want to see us talk for 45 minutes, live show 420. Are you gonna have an edible before the live show?
I mean, I probably should, just to keep things lively.
I agree.
Yeah, let's do this.
You heard it here first, listeners. Double deuce. Oh, my mouse fell asleep again.
Oh, I was crying.
So sleepy.
This has been Double Deuce Podcast. If you thought the intro sounded bad, this outro sounds even worse.
Thanks for listening. I don't know how you did, but if you're trying to listen to more, we're everywhere. Libsyn, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, fucking everywhere.
That's right. Wherever fine podcasts are made, we'll be there. Also, you can reach out to us on social medias. We're at Double Deuce Pod on Twitter. We're at Double Deuce Podcast on Facebook. And our email is doubledeucepod@gmail.com. Finally, if you want to support us, get our Patreon on. Patreon.com/DoubleDeucePod.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff on there. We got me talking about things I'm seeing. We got extra minis, like the minis you find in the deck of deuces. We got Will singing. Or if you want to pay for him not to sing, there is a way to pay for no singing. The world's your oyster. All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
So much stuff.
That's Patreon.com/DoubleDeucePod. Yeah!
Yeah! Sorry, when you're like, wherever fine podcasts are found, I just kept thinking about that Tom Jones speech at the end of Grapes of Wrath. It's like, whatever, there's a cop beating on a fine podcast. We'll be there. Double deuce.
Good episode.